all of these pieces have smoke in them, that is, smoke on rag paper. And this is from a series that I call The Smoke Poems. And the beginning of that series really was about my fascination with the idea that the one constant in life is change. That sort of dovetailed with my interest in some Buddhist ideas, one of which is the notion of impermanence and meditating on impermanence. One of the Buddhist meditations for meditating on impermanence at a very extreme level, and I don't think beginners try this, but meditating on the decomposition of the body as a way to communicate to oneself just how impermanent we are. So the smoke is a metaphor for all kinds of impermanence, not only that sort of final big impermanence that we will all experience, but also just changes and transformations of the spirit, essentially. Along with Buddhist ideas, I'm very interested in what sort of filters down to us as lay people from the whole world of quantum physics. Not that I understand any of it, but I love to read the articles, and I'm just fascinated and awestruck by what physicists are discovering and how it coincides in some very interesting ways with very old spiritual notions. So in the piece that you're referring to, it's called Physics Dharma, Dharma being the Buddhist term for teaching. It's referring to the idea that atoms are mostly empty space. And in Buddhist practice, there is a belief in the idea of emptiness, not in maybe so much the colloquial way we would use that word, but simply that reality isn't really what we think it is. So we think of ourselves as these physical, solid beings, but really the Buddhists talk about how that's really not so. It's kind of an illusion. Well, so suddenly we have physicists telling us that that's absolutely so, that we're made up of atoms that are mostly empty, 99.9999% empty space. So that's where that piece comes from. The next piece is called Magdalene. I was kind of fascinated over the years with the story of Magdalene making this enormous change in her life from being a woman of the night and a sinner. Everyone shunned her for the way that she lived her life, to her epiphany and change to the point where she was so moved by what was happening to her and her own transformation of the spirit that she wept and washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. And so that story always struck me as very powerful. How deeply would you have to be moved to do that? I love old gauges and dials and old mechanical devices, much more than the new sort of digital and plastic ones, but the old ones that were so beautifully made. And so on the top of this piece is a dial that goes from 0 to 180. So she made a 180.